It's time for another cup of coffee with Thompson. Say good morning, Thompson.
Good morning, Thompson.
Good morning, listeners. Good morning, listeners.
Come on, listeners.
Awesome. I see you're working on your periodic table today. What you reading about? Lanthanides and actinides?
Lanthanides and actinides.
What are these? Oh, noble gases. We know those.
Know those?
Yeah.
Noble gases. What's a noble gas? Chapter 9, the noble gases.
This group is largely resistant to chemical reactions.
Helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, radon.
Right. This group is largely resistant to chemical reactions, seemingly above mixing or slumming it with the rest of the elements. They were once called the inert gases, meaning completely unreactive, but this isn't entirely true. Some of them have been caught in clandestine clinches with other elements. They're not even that rare, either. We now know that they all float around in the atmosphere, alone and aloof. So you could be walking down the street and catch a big breath full of neon at one point and not even know it. Isn't that pretty crazy? What's the atomic number of argon? Oh, argon makes up 14% of our atmosphere. What's the atomic number? See this? It's time to take it to the next level, Thompson. Alright, so the symbol is AR. The atomic number is 18. The atomic weight is 39.948. It has no color. Its standard state is gas at 77 degrees Fahrenheit or 25 degrees Celsius. And it is classified as non-metallic.
Metallic?
Non-metallic. It melts at negative 308.74 degrees Fahrenheit, and it boils at negative 302.44 degrees Fahrenheit. That's pretty weird to boil when
and
it gets super low.
Neon
temperature. Neon. Symbol, NE. Atomic number, 10. Atomic weight, 20.18. No color. A standard state of gas at 77 degrees Fahrenheit, and it is non-metallic. Its melting point is minus 415.46 degrees Fahrenheit, and its boiling point is minus 410.94 degrees Fahrenheit. I must be the funkiest element around. My name is derived from the Greek word neos, which means new. Maybe any new element could have been christened this way, but I think it suits me very well. Things really get going when I become excited by electrical energy. My electrons zap and zing and make me emit bright, brilliant, and stunningly colored red light. When other elements are stirred into the mix, I can produce all the colors of the rainbow. This is how neon lights are made. Did you know your dad, me, worked in a neon sign factory? I actually worked with these gases. Making signs. I worked with phosphorus and mercury. Radon will kill you. Radon will kill you. It'll give you the cancer. It's naturally occurring. It's a gas. Well, let's see. Symbol, RN. Atomic number, 86. Atomic weight, 222.02. That's pretty heavy. Color, none. Standard state is a gas at 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Classification, non-metallic.
It's RN.
Yep.
Atomic number.
Well, capital R, little n.
Atomic
number.
Weight.
Atomic weight. 222.02.
77.
It was discovered in 1900.
Like other noble family members, I'm almost completely
immune to chemical reactions, but I'm a much more sparky character than the rest. I give off harmful radioactive alpha particles, and since I occur in granite, there is a concern that I may build up inside houses in granitic areas and pose a risk of lung cancer. That's totally true. Lung cancer.
Cancer.
Oh. I can't believe how well you almost read that paragraph. That was amazing, Thompson.
I was Krypton, dude.
Krypton. Symbol, capital K, little r. Atomic number, 36. Atomic weight, 83.798.
No
color. Standard state, gas at 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Non-metallic. Melting point, minus 251.25 degrees Fahrenheit. Boiling point, minus 243.8 degrees Fahrenheit. That is such a small area of range between boiling and melting. I'm elusive, to say the least. My name from the Greek kryptos means hidden, and it is aptly chosen. I'm almost completely unreactive, colorless, odorless, and tasteless, and I'm only present in the atmosphere in vanishingly small amounts. Don't confuse me with the fictional home planet of Superman and the source of his nemesis, Kryptonite. Yeah, it does nothing to do with Superman. Superman's kind of silly anyway. Not
what,
a big...
What does helium do?
Oh, helium. Well, the world's running out of helium, actually. But the symbol is capital H, little e, atomic number 2, atomic weight 4.0026, no color, standard state is gas at 77 degrees Fahrenheit, non-metallic. They didn't discover it until 1895. I prefer my own company, thank you very much. Some call me aloof, but I'm happy not to mix with the riffraff of the periodic table. I am a noble gas, the very first.
But I gotta find somebody that you really like. Grab a uranium.
No, I don't like uranium. That's just bad news. Oof. It's a solid at 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Symbol U. Atomic number 92.
U.
Atomic weight 238.03. Gray colored. And it melts at 2,069.96 degrees Fahrenheit and boils at 7,100.6 degrees Fahrenheit. That's like the sun. I mean, we're talking about like the power of the sun. It was discovered in 1789. And it's a lanthanide or an actinide. I can't remember which.
No, Dad. It's made of minerals and it's made of little things that
That's radiation coming off of it. That's radiation coming out of it.
Radiation?
Yeah, bad, harmful radiation coming out of it. Uranium is bad news. It's very dangerous and bad.
What about plutonium?
Oh, even worse. That's like the worst stuff in the world.
P.U.
That's so the worst. And it was created by man. It was born in Berkeley, California in 1941.
No silver.
It's a silver white in color. Standard state is solid at 77 degrees Fahrenheit.
Green stutter.
Atomic number 94, symbol capital P, little u. Oh, look, the transactinides. What are the transactinides? Can you read those?
Rutherfordium, thallium,
rutherfordium.
Rutherfordium, thallium, seaborgium, borium, hafnium, meitnerium, dargidium, ruthenium.
Very good. Very good. That's exciting. Super heavy substances.
Hey, I'm making egg sounds.
You're making egg sounds?
No, H sounds.
H sounds?
Yeah.
Well, son, we're almost out of time. It's been fun talking about the periodic table today. We're going to learn more atomic numbers and atomic weights.
No. I'm just trying to see what they do.
Well, can you say goodbye to the listeners?
No. I just say hello, listeners.
Everybody, love everybody. We're out of time for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
No, don't be my listener.
Aw, Thompson wants to say, but we have no more time.
We do have
Everybody, love everybody.